So what is Milwaukee doing to reclaim those 1.2 billion pounds of annual local food waste and redistribute it to our neighbors?
A lot of the food pantries are struggling with acquiring food for the pantries, and so many grocery stores have surplus. It feels like a bridge that needs to be connected somehow.
That's Bill Polacek, a volunteer driver with Nourish MKE, formerly Freedom's Food Pantries.
We prioritize getting fruits and vegetables because they do have a shorter shelf life, and it's obviously good for healthy eating. But, you know, once there's room, then there might be some room for bread. I've even had containers of ice cream.
Valerie McMillan is Nourish MKE's executive director.
We work with places like Aldi, Trader Joe's, Sendix, Outpost as well. We have a team of rescue volunteer drivers who go out and do pickups at these locations and then drop them off at our food pantries.
Then more volunteers do the sorting.
We do have a rigorous sorting process because especially with the fresh food, like it might be a little too wilty or maybe there's a few too many strawberries that are moldy in the package or what have you. And so we want to make sure that all of that stuff is the same quality that you would get in a grocery store.
One third of their donations come through this volunteer-driven food recovery. At a local pantry, that's one of three tiers where donations tend to come from. The other two-thirds come from the National Emergency Food Assistance Program.
And that's sort of the government commodity food that you're thinking of when a lot of people have an idea of what is on the shelves at food pantries. You know, you have like all of the same green beans, all of the same dried cranberries, all of the same cereals, things like that.
And regional food recovery efforts.
Feeding America does more with food recovery, especially through major connections through places like Kroger.
At the City of Milwaukee Environmental Collaboration Office, a pilot project is exploring ways to initiate even more of the local level recovery.
Milwaukee has literally hundreds of food recovery agencies, and sometimes it's two women in a church basement doing the best that they can to like provide turkeys at Thanksgiving, and other times it's a place like Ebenezer Stone where there's, you know, tens of thousands of cold storage space.
Andy Shaka is the project lead for Feed MKE.
Feed stands for Food Excess Equitable Distribution, because the real belief is that there's ample food. It's just not getting to the people who need it, right? We're not feeding the hungry. We're not keeping food out of landfills.
Thanks to USDA funding, the project has awarded 11 mini-grants. Some of these are building capacity by simply hiring more employees. Others bolster food recovery not from the grocery store, but straight from the soil in a process called gleaning.
Organizing a group of volunteers who go out to a farm who has surplus and pick it right off the vine so it doesn't rot in the field and distribute it to a pantry or a program that needs it.
One of the mini-grant recipients is My Soul Brew Kombucha.
We're able to take these glean items and turn them into either new flavors for the kombucha, or we can take them and make them into garnishes. We're expanding our line and making finishing dusts.
Owner Alicia Miller recently launched a line of cans and says the Feed MKE grant will help her reach areas in need.
If our mission is to create access and for us to be in, you know, food desert areas, how do we do that the proper way? Like, how do I get into corner stores?
Andy Shaka again.
If we look at the city map and we say we've got 15 aldermanic districts and we've got great representation for supported food recovery agencies and community drop sites for composting. Now, how do we link these communities so that they're able to talk to one another more? Create systems that support the whole community and invite everyone to feel equally dignified in terms of approaching the issue, where, you know, wherever they're coming from.
For WTMJ News, I'm Jessica Gatso.